go against the sacred thing that God puts into the very heart and the soil of this nation. This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action from my people.
How many of you know the name Mel K? Okay, Mel K drops so many knowledge bombs per capita. Get out a pen and a pad and a fire extinguisher, because you're going to be taking notes. And fire will begin on your paper. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet my good friend, Mel K. Ho! Hey!
Thank you so much. Wow, Nashville, this has been amazing. Look at everyone. You're all so beautiful and amazing. What heroes are in this room? You are. Thank you so much. We got a lot to discuss, but I have to tell you, I'm very optimistic, and that is because I feel that we, the people of the United States, are starting to see through a lot of fog of the war, and it is becoming very clear what is going on in America and in the world, and we, the people, are the answer. First and foremost, I want to say to, it is really, really sad that our worst enemy right now is the fake news media in the United States of America and around the world. What you might not know is that all of these people pretty much belong to a couple of private clubs. They are all part of the AFL-CIO and other unions, and they are all pretty much in line with the Democratic Socialists of America. The ones that run the show are part of something we'll talk about later, the Global Public-Private Partnership. But I do want to say that they are failing, their credibility is gone, and the Mockingbird media is exposed, and all the people, thank God, we're seeing all over social media, the intelligence agencies turned on us a long time ago, but it's time that we acknowledge it, admit it, and we take action. Bigger than that, we have somebody that I think is left out of the conversation too much. He's not on this picture, and unfortunately, I hate to say this, but we really have to start paying attention to where this all started. I'm not that concerned with what's going on now, because we have a root to this problem that needs to be pulled and destroyed for good. And it's very important that we understand how we got here. There is a man who was behind bringing the fraud that is the United Nations to this country. There is a man that is behind the Council of Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the military-industrial complex, big tech in a lot of ways. It was born out of that. He also was the architect of our education system that is destroying our children. He was behind the medical industrial complex and big pharma. He's behind the manipulation of oil and gas, and his name is David Rockefeller. And what I want you to know about the media is the media didn't become fake news media anytime recently, because back in 1994, when David Rockefeller did his autobiography lap of being claiming he's basically the anointed king of America. You know, we can go back to 1912 and talk about when the robber barons stole our country. But this guy doesn't hide it. But if you want to know when the media really became our enemy, you can just ask David Rockefeller. He said, "We are grateful to the Washington Post, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and other great publications whose directors have attended our meetings and respected their promises of discretion for almost 40 years. It would have been impossible for us to develop our plan for the world if we had been subjected to the lights of publicity during these years. But the world is much more sophisticated and prepared to march towards a one-world government. The supranational sovereignty of an intellectual elite and world bankers is surely preferable to the national auto-determination practiced in past centuries." That was 1994. Okay, so we have to really start paying attention to where we are and how we got here and whose fault it is, and that is our own. And I hate to say this, but I hope everyone's pretty aware at this point that there are not two parties. There is not a Republican and Democrat, not in any way that we would have imagined, or a lot of our relatives that have passed away in past times had. We have a uniparty in Washington, D.C., a uniparty that is really controlled by a bunch of think tanks, a bunch of lobbyists, a bunch of foreign powers, including the CCP and other nations. They are controlled by a billionaire, trillionaire class, an oligarchy, an American oligarchy, elitist class that owns all of our politicians and selects them from the start. And until we stop dividing ourselves with the illusion of choice, which is all it is at this point, then we will never, ever be able to fight this battle because they will keep us divided every way they can. And we really have to talk about who they are. And I think the greatest man that tried to save this country and end endless wars and end the banking system that was fraudulent and fiat currency, making them rich and us poor, tried to end a lot of the intelligence turning on us, the CIA and other folks. He warned us. For we are all oppressed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on militarization instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has constricted vast human and material resources into building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. He continued to say the very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are as a people inherently and historically opposed to secret societies. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighs the dangers which are cited to justify it, and that was JFK, and they killed him because of that. So, first and foremost, for reasons of national security, when our government cites that as a reason not to tell the American people the truth, the only reason of national security should be if it is a danger to we, the people of the United States, and if it is a danger to our homeland. If it is a danger to individuals that broke the law in our government, it is not for reasons of national security. It is called a cover-up, and the cover-up is always worse than the crime. We, the people of the United States, have been gaslit by a lot of things for many years, and we deserve answers. We deserve answers starting with what did happen to JFK, what did happen to RFK, what did happen to MLK, and what happened to Malcolm X, for a few. What happened? What happened back then? What happened in the FBI? When did they turn, or were they always against us? Why was the Patriot Act allowed to be passed? The Patriot Act ended our freedom and our sovereignty as human beings and ended the ability for us to have private lives in the guise of a tactic called the War on Terror. I hope a lot of people know about the new rules that the Rumsfeld-Cheney entire group of people that decided that we would have endless wars and passed a declaration from the Center for the New American Century in 2000, they passed some kind of bill about endless wars and dominating the planet and the American people and our taxpayer dollars going to pay for this. And you didn't know about that, and that was before 9/11 and before 20 years of wars all over the world that we look back and can't really justify. All we know is we were propagandized into paying for them. And hundreds of millions of people paid the price for wars that never should have happened. We are the only nation that our military industrial complex contractors and Department of Defense contractors not only make money from we the people, just recently to the tune of $100 billion to the most corrupt nation on the planet and a war that started in 2014 under Obama, but those companies also trade on the New York Stock Exchange. So don't forget, who wins in any war that's really fought if it's not the bankers and the people who rebuild it? And if you go back to the beginning, you're going to see that the same cabal I'm about to talk about paid for every war, both sides, from the beginning of time. And again, we deserve answers on what happened in Las Vegas. We deserve answers on what happened to Seth Rich. We deserve answers on Hillary Clinton's laptop and her emails. We deserve answers on what was on Anthony Weiner's laptop that called it crimes against humanity, crimes against children. We deserve answers on Hunter Biden's laptop, and most of all, we deserve answers on everything they have on Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell. These people were not just child and human traffickers. They were prolific, deep state blackmailers. And they did it for multiple countries, not just our nation. And on his first arrest, Jeffrey Epstein walked away with a slap on the wrist, and it's debatable if he spent one day in jail, and if he did, it was real cushy. But I'll tell you what came out in that he was an asset of the intelligence agencies. And yet he continued and continued. And you know what they say? He was running a $500 million a year blackmail ring. Who did he blackmail? I've talked to police officers from the first case, FBI agents, people all over. Before my channel from YouTube was axed, I put a lot out there, and I will tell you right now, there are leaders all over the world in America. He blackmailed, and they blackmailed, and her father before them blackmailed judges and politicians and celebrities and athletes and world leaders and oligarchies and billionaires and trillionaires, and they are blackmailed. And so how much of our policies, how much that went into action that affected we the people of the United States were because some scumbags were blackmailed doing things they shouldn't have been doing. And we the people in our country paid for that. So let me tell you something. I'm told that there are thousands of hours of blackmail that was seized from Epstein's four properties. And we the people of the United States deserve to see every minute of that footage. And for those people who were on the island, I would come forward now, because you are not getting away with what went on that island, and you will never get away with it. We will stay after you until every single one of your names is revealed, and we find out what you did and how you got away with it. Now, we have to now start realizing that the one thing that we are losing more than anything is our individual liberty. What does that mean? That means that you get to live your life with your inalienable rights without the government infringing on them. And what is happening right now is that slowly but surely, under the guise of all these ridiculous, you know, decided rights, all these different rights that they put out that they claim they're fighting for, be it civil rights or gay rights or women's rights or whatever rights they say they're fighting for. You know what? Every time that they say they're fighting for some small group's rights, they're taking away more of ours. Okay? Big government is our problem. We could fire about 85% of those people and be a lot better off, because we, the people of the United States, are the government. They have no authority over us. In the Constitution, it says that this is a republic by the people, for the people. And that we have the authority, and that they need to get the consent of the governed. When was the last time you gave consent for anything going on in the swamp of Washington, D.C.? So I have some suggestions. I'd like to bring solutions. But before I get there, there's a slide that I'd like to put up. First and foremost, if you could put up the slide, I suggest everyone take a picture, look at it. It is at themelkayshow.com under the Clay Clark Reawaken Event section under resources. It is created by a brilliant man named Ian Davis at iandavis.com. And when we all talk about the World Economic Forum, is very popular this week. I've been talking about them for years. They are not the front man. They are just the PR agency. And what I will tell you right now is that this is in full functioning form. We the people can reject it and stop it and destroy it. But if we don't know what we're talking about, then the Cass Sunsteins and Saul Alinskyites and all these people of the world and the fake news media will keep saying something that is absolutely provably true and is functioning on this planet, destroying the human rights and freedoms of everyone that holds liberty and justice and truth to be the most important thing to us and to our future and our children. They have usurped this nation. They are controlling this country. They are the multinational corporations, the public-private partnership, and of course, the international banking cartel. I just want to briefly take you through what it is, and this is not for you, because anyone who listens to me knows this. This is for you to articulate to everyone else, because guess what? right now, left and right, Republican, Democrat, black, white, gay, straight, Asian, Indian, Jewish, Christian, Catholic, we're all in danger because on this slide, we all are the public, okay? We are the public to them. This is a group. They are functioning. We just saw a bunch of them in Davos, but Davos is not alone. We got Bilderberg. We got meetings all over the world. We got all of their lackeys. The UN is, in my opinion, the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on humanity and needs to be defunded and destroyed. We can do a lot better on world peace and helping poor nations if we have honest players in the game. And we don't right now, because developing nations that they claim to be helping have been developing from the day it was established and haven't developed at all. They've just sucked our money and gone into these countries, and they pretend. And then when they can't do it anymore, they put in a puppet, and they turn that nation into a slave state, and they steal their resources, and they never recover. And then they come to all the borders around the world begging for help because we stole it from them. So let me tell you something. So the public is at the bottom. Second are who we talked about, and they will not get away with it. I have to tell you, the criminal cartel that runs the fake news media is also owned by the public-private partnership. The people at Davos, the banking cartel, and the oligarchy billionaire trillionaire class that own them all. So first and foremost, the fact checkers are fake. They're all the same people. They're all the part of the same union. Basically, they all align with a communist organization known as the Socialist Democrats of America. You know, they've changed the name and all, but it's communist. And guess what? At the end of the day, most of them probably don't even know what that means. At the end of the day, communism means that the elite trillionaire billionaire class are the only ones with money. So, you know, they want to keep, we want to have equal for everyone, equity, blah, blah, blah. That's not real. That's not true. No utopia ever succeeded. It killed 300 million people at best. You know, way more than that at worst. So that's second. The next thing is, and please look at where the national governments are on this slide. The national governments, as they function today in real time, are gatekeepers and facilitators for the global public-private partnership stakeholders, okay? They are completely owned and controlled. And the problem with our election starts before the primary, folks. Okay, they do everything they can. It's not the flaw and the nonsense laws they keep implementing and all of that. The system is broken from the start. Good people cannot get into even the primaries because they don't want you there. They don't want the books open. They don't want the status quo changed. The Uniparty has it going. And if you guys think that both people on left and right don't go down after work, down off of Capitol Hill and have drinks together and discuss their insider trading and their money laundering and what they're going to do next and what bill they're putting in and who's really making money off that, you are sadly mistaken. So you have to understand, next to that, and this is a long game, the scientific authorities, which would include the NIH and everyone that's been terrorizing us with propaganda, fake media, and you know what they're doing? They're instilling fear and panic and weakness. If you think what they're doing to our children in schools has anything to do with LGBTQ or them loving that those people, you are wrong. This is about chaos. This is about control. This is about creating a malleable, confused, easily manipulated generation to come that has no education, no skills, will not be able to rebuild this country, and will not be able to fight back if we don't fight back now. On top of that, are the people you should be looking at. They are the people that have more power in this nation than any elected official, including the president right now, until we fix that, which we will. They are the United Nations, the IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund. Their game is the worst, and we'll get into it. The IPCC, those are the people, Club of Rome, hear that? Rockefeller also. They are the climate organization. World Bank, World Health Organization, phony philanthropies with bogus names that claim to be helping people when all they are doing is pushing communism and destruction and hatred and division under the guise of altruism. Then we got global corporations, which we'll get into them, and then NGOs. I hope everyone in here knows what an NGO is, a non-government organization. You need to know what they are. You need to look up which ones George Soros and the Open Society own or contribute to, because you will find that the oligarch of America, the oligarchy, we know who they are, every single one of these NGOs that is trying to destroy America from within, on the border, in our inner cities, claiming to be Black Lives Matter supporters or Antifa supporters, or they're supporting Human Rights Watch or all this stuff. Guess what? There's 10 billionaires funding all of it. And that is a fact. And you go to influencewatch.org and you put in any single one of them and you're going to find the same 10 billionaires, foundations, and trusts that are funding them, including the Rockefeller, the Gates Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the, you know, we got the Open Society, we got the whole crew at Arabella Partners and all their wings, 1630 Project, New Venture Fund, Omidar. The same 10 billionaires are running this country into the ground for their own benefit. And on top of that, we have to be very cognizant. The World Economic Forum is a very dangerous organization. Now, the lie is that they're just a bunch of good guys getting together in Davos to plan the future. The truth is that Henry Kissinger, the acolyte and the creator of the One World Government, who was also funded by Rockefeller folks, and Brzezinski, his partner in crime, he actually recruited Klaus Schwab. When Klaus Schwab was at Harvard to start the World Economic Forum as an arm of this oligarchy billionaire trillionaire class out of Europe that would control foreign policy in Europe. That was in 1961, and guess what? It was funded by the CIA. So you think the World Economic Forum is for good? No, no, they're for their good. Agenda 2030, we get to the next one. Agenda 2030. Please look at Agenda 2030 and decode it. It is not about sustainability or better life for anyone. It is about them taking all of our natural resources, all of our freedom, all of our property, all of our rights, our children, and our futures, and our manufacturing, and controlling it from the top down, while they put us into 15-minute smart cities, track and trace, surveil us, and put us on scores and credit scores and make us sick, you know, and give us drugs through the border and guns and gangs with no law. This is not a good thing. Agenda 2030, before that Agenda 21, is the dystopian future that they're planning for us. And don't believe any of that upside-down Luciferian language. Club of Rome is behind all of the climate change nonsense and the lie that the planet's overpopulated. The planet ain't overpopulated. The planet's overpopulated with people these people don't want here. And that's not up to them. That is up to God. And they are not God. The Council of Foreign Relations and the Chatham House are the two of the same things. They have more power than any government, and they are private clubs like JFK warned us about. You have to be invited in, and most of the media, the people that run the media, are part of that. On top of that, we have, obviously, the central bank and cartel, and on top of that, the Bank of International Settlements, the original Rothschild Bank, the original debt slavery model, and everything that happens on planet Earth goes through that bank somehow and goes right back into their own pockets. And basically, you can take the slide down. What you need to understand is that our government right now is not functioning at all in the name of we the people, by the people, for the people. They're a bunch of blackmailed, money laundering, bribed, controlled puppets selected to orchestrate the end game for these people. The good news is, just this past week, 10 to 15 million people were looking at the World Economic Forum and mocking them. And that's what we need to do. We need to laugh at these people. We need to mock these people. We need to defund these people. You do not need to keep funding the oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire class. So this is where we get to what can we do. First and foremost, you got to get involved in your local community, and not just your local community. I mean in terms of buying, selling, growing food, starting businesses, starting manufacturing, getting into it, take it home, take it local. You can do that, your state can do that, and keep pushing for that. But that's very important, and almost as important as starting to really act like the truth. The truth is that we, the people of the United States, are the government, and that the people that are elected and selected work for us. And the fact that they work for us should mean something to you, because if anyone in here is an employer of a small business or otherwise, do you hire somebody and then check in every 2 years? Because that's what's happening here. What needs to happen is you give your country, you know, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. I believe JFK started this battle, and we the people right now are gonna finish it. But the only way we're going to finish it is if you spend 2 to 5 hours a week and you create a list of all of your local politicians, everyone. I'm talking school board, city council, mayor, election commission, county clerk, judges, sheriffs. And you make a list. They all have websites now, you know? And you make a list, you make a little folder, and go through and see what they're doing. Check on them all the time. You go through, see when they're voting and what they're voting on. Especially see if they've gotten any contracts for smart cities or for anything technological or track and trace surveillance in your communities behind your backs without you knowing. Check what they're doing, where they're spending your money. And you know what? I don't care that you know who they are. I care that they know who you are. And you start emailing them, you start calling them. You want people to say, oh, you again? This is how we have to treat our government, because they have lost their way and they need to know that we are the government. Because you know what? It was said many years ago, and we got to remember it now. When we are afraid of the government, we have a tyranny. When the government is afraid of us, we have freedom. And another thing we should really be pushing for, we have 20 people right now down there in D.C. that have made some big moves. Well, there's got to be bigger moves, and that means giving more power to us. A $1.7 trillion omnibus bill is the most unacceptable, un-American, disgusting betrayal of the American people I have seen so far, and there have been a lot. And what's in that bill is a travesty, and it's sickening, and here's the deal. I think going forward, it's our money. We should have those people. They just put in that 72-hour rule. That 72-hour rule should have every single person who sponsored any bill in that omnibus package get in front of the American people with the think tanks and the NGOs and the lobbyists and billionaires that sponsored it and tell us what that money is for, and we vote on it. Okay? That's our money. I don't want these people voting for us. They don't ask us. They don't come to us. They are bought and paid for. They pass those bills without a thought about us. And that is a big deal, and we should demand that. And you know how Matt Gaetz wants to put cameras on the ground of Congress? Put them everywhere. I want them everywhere in the Capitol watching them. And the most important thing I think for us to do, and this should be, you know, they're passing all these ridiculous socialist diversity, equity, inclusion, you know, anti-racism bills. Guess what? You can't legislate anyone into behaving or thinking or doing anything. Okay? That's just a fraud. It's just a big government push. And honestly, these people are socialist communists. They are not Democrats, and it's making me very upset to keep hearing people actually calling them Democrats, because that is not what they are. There's plenty of evidence that that's not what they are, and I really think that we have to start calling it what it is. But I will say that the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights shouldn't be something that just sits out there or in a museum. We should have every single person that takes the oath of office take a 5-week class in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and American civics, and have to pass it and put their grades online for us to see them. It is not okay to violate the Constitution or the Bill of Rights for your own gain. Someone I love once said, if we stuck to the Constitution as written, we would have no federal meddling in our schools, no Federal Reserve, no U.S. membership in the U.N., no gun control, no foreign aid. We would have no welfare for big corporations or handouts to the poor, no American troops in 120 foreign nations, no NAFTA, no GATT, no Fast Track, and certainly now no NATO. We would have no arrogant federal judges usurping states' rights, no attacks on private property, no income tax. We could get rid of most of those agencies. They're unconstitutional anyway. And most of the budget and the government would be the small, frugal, limited government it was meant to be by our founders. And that was Ron Paul. And I'd like to end by saying, may future generations look back on us in this room, on the people watching that solemnly swear to love this nation and to make it a better place for our children and our grandchildren, who believe our borders, language, and culture are valuable and matter, who believe our history is great and just getting started, and who believe the best is yet to come. They will look back and they will say, these were men and women who, in a moment of great crisis, stood up to their politicians, stood up to the policymakers, stood up to the fake news, stood up to the establishment, and saved this great country. Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless America. We will win.
That's Mel K.
Hey, it's Andrew Sorcini at Beverly Hills Precious Metals. I'm here at the Mel K Show. Last year, we helped so many patriots out there protect themselves against inflation with gold and silver. In 2023, we can show you how to preserve what you have, avoid further loss, and position you for greater things for your investments. So the best way for us to help you is for you to go to melkgold.com, fill out the online form, and put in as much information about yourself as you possibly can. The more information, the more we can help you. So do it right away. The time is crucial as we head into central bank digital currencies. We can show you how to protect your 401k or your IRA, and the costs are minimal.
Hey guys, Mel K here. It is that time of year when you want to get back in shape, you want to take back your health. We've learned so much over the last 2 years about the medical industrial complex and all this different stuff that we never knew before. And people are turning more and more back to natural remedies. And I have been so excited to be a partner with My Daily Choice. Dr. Pam and her sisters and I, we have become very, very excited about our CBD line and all the different products that we sell over at My Daily Choice. And I have the girls here today. Thanks for joining me, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. And what I wanted to talk about is how much this CBD oil can change your life from the inside out, and while taking back our health, how it can be an additive that really makes a big difference. So if you can tell me a little bit about CBD and what it's doing for you guys and what you're hearing from our customers.
Well, CBD comes from the hemp plant, and what we find is because we have an endocannabinoid system, all mammals do, it affects all your body systems. So that's why we hear so many different stories about different issues and, you know, discomfort, stiffness, you know, just general health, all kinds of things. And it, if you want to just look it up yourself, you'll see that. You'll see CBD and whatever issue, and it just helps so many things.
Right. And for me, it's really been great for sleep. It's been great for mood. And also your product is, our product is 100% pure. It's made in America. It's shipped in America, and everything that's in it is on the bottle.
That's right. It's not much. It's just two ingredients.
I know.
One plant and a bottle.
Exactly. And the best part about our products is it's a 60-day money-back guarantee. So whether you love it and you want to buy more or whatever the case may be, we don't really have anyone ever send it back. It becomes kind of a monthly customer. But please go to the Mel K Show partners page, go to My Daily Choice. And the ladies and I really appreciate it because we want people to be as healthy and clear and happy as possible. So thank you so much, ladies. I'll see you next time.
See you later.
Next time.